You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, I'll start with the injuries. Eccles, we'll see you tomorrow. I had a quad. And then Mike was cleared to play after he got injured to come back.
Coach, is there anything you can do to help your defense? Four out of the last three games, they've given up 45 points or more.
Yeah. You know, we're in there. We're talking about it. We're trying to do things the right way and try to see where we can help our guys out. Obviously, it's not good enough. It always starts with me. But obviously, we've got 8 games left. We've got to figure it out. So.
Week after week, as teams have put these points up on the defense,
it's
just becoming the norm that this is kind of just.
Yeah, clearly it's not good enough, especially ever since coming off that ever since that Tennessee game. It just hasn't been good enough. Atlanta, we played all right, but ever since that bye week, just not nearly as good as we want it to be. And it's something that we've got 8 games left, and from coaches to players, we got to find a way to get better every day, or otherwise you're selling yourself short. So.
What didn't go right for Mike White today?
Well, give those guys credit. You know, they're the number one defense in football. They're a championship caliber football team, and it just, you know, so give them credit. You know, it starts from there, really. So,
Robert, I know the final score, it's kind of seems irrelevant now, but that Corey fumble at the end of the first, near the end of the first half there, what did you see there? And, you know, if you guys are able to keep that drive going.
You know, when you're playing a team of Buffalo's caliber and you have the self-inflicted wounds we had, how many turnovers did we have?
Five
turnovers. You're going to put up a number like that. You're going to give up points. You're not going to score very many, and it's going to look ugly. And so, yeah, right there at 17-3, have a chance to get it to 17-6, worst case scenario. But you know, and I know Corey is just grinding, trying to gain more yards, and he's trying to fight. And so it's not from a lack of effort or concentration. He's fighting for yards, and credit them, they got the ball out. But come out in the second half and not be able to get something going is frustrating. So,
Robert, it seemed like there was a lot of one-on-one coverage outside today. Just from obviously, maybe you guys were making more of an effort to do that when you were bringing pressure. Can you just go through what you were thinking going into the game that made you want to take that route?
Same. You know, it's even when we were going single high. You know, there certain defenses still were designed to make sure that they weren't able to get it to Diggs. They're working the other side, but it's. You know, you're scooting up to try to take care of the run game, and they're throwing go balls, and they're doing a good job. We've got to win one-on-ones in those situations. But at the same time, it's to be able to mix and match and try to – you're going to get caught in a certain one-on-one situation. It's been like that all year. Our corners have been doing a great job, and again, credit to those guys, Diggs and Emmanuel Sanders. Those are pretty good receivers, and they got the better of it today.
Robert, where are you right now on that quarterback for next week?
We'll see with all the injuries and let that sort out, and we'll have a better idea tomorrow afternoon.
It looked like Zach practiced fully on Friday, so is that an indication that he's ready to go?
No, he's still dealing with stuff. And again, I know we worked him out pretty hard this morning, so we'll see how that went. But he's getting better every day, and so we'll see where he's at from an injury standpoint again. Before we make any decisions.
With the coverage one-on-one stuff, obviously Guidry went when Eccles got hurt. Guidry went out there. They were going at Diggs. So why didn't you guys try to put Bryce Hall at your best corner, put on their best receiver, try to at least limit some of his production?
Fair question. We're not a team that matches. Diggs was lining up in certain spots, and to start chasing a player when that's not your style, there's a lot of different things that go into play when you start doing that and trying to travel and figure out where, from an alignment standpoint. It sounds simple, but we're not just a man coverage team. So if you're trying to match only when you're in man, you're going to get caught up. If you're trying to match all the time, then your zones become an issue because you're trying to figure out how to get aligned versus motion and all the different things that they do. So it's not something we do. I know some teams do that, but we were in those situations trying to get safeties over top of them. But when we did, they would just throw it off to the other side. So,
Robert, what was the injury that made Mike Dykes at the game?
Mike White. I've got to check. I know he was cleared. I think he just got dinged up a little bit.
Robert, on the fourth and one play where you took the delay in the second quarter, what happened there? Why wouldn't you call a timeout if you saw the clock, the play clock?
You know, we felt good with where, you know, we're aligned, procedure. We should have got the ball off. And we all felt good. You know, we checked the headset, felt good about where we were with regards to the play clock and where the with where we are being lined up, and the procedure didn't go the way we thought it would. So,
Robert, how concerned are you right now with your secondary? I don't know how serious Eccles is going to be, but if he's out for a while, you're down safeties. You were young there to begin with. How concerned are you with that secondary going forward?
It's concerning. We need healthy bodies, obviously, but we got to find a way as coaches to figure out how to help these guys out a little bit better too. So, again, we're going to get to it and get ready for Miami. So,
because of the way the last month has gone for the defense, do you as coaches feel like you almost have to go right back to square one, like kind of almost not a full restall, full install, but kind of reset this thing?
Fair question again. Our system prides itself on being able to get better as the year goes on, and obviously, clearly it's not happening, but it is to look at the fundamentals and look at the way we do things and all the way across the board, the way we're asking, what are we asking our players to do, and then players to be able to look in the mirror and see if they're executing exactly the way we want things executed. So there's a lot of things to look at, and we've got 8 games. Obviously, from here on out, we got to find a way to get better. Otherwise,
Robert, when you look at the Bills across the field there, what do you see, and is that to some degree a model of what you guys are trying to get to?
Yeah, you know, doesn't look like it, but we run a very similar defensive structure that they have. It's not just 4-3, but our coverages are very similar. They're 4 years in now. They're very, very talented at what they do. They're very precise in what they're asked to do. So from that regard, it is pretty cool to watch those guys play because they're very, very talented, and there's a reason why they're number one in the NFL on defense. And then on the offensive side of the ball, they're talented on the outside. I feel like we're talented too at receiver, quarterback just made plays today, and they did a really nice job. So,
Robert, you talked about how critical the period is before halftime and after, and you guys were, I think it was 10-3 with like 2 minutes left, and then all of a sudden they score, Corey fumbles, they score coming out of the half, interceptions, and Torley. Is that just an area where you guys have to grow as a team in a critical juncture like that? Just not let the game get away from you like that?
Yeah, it's first play, 2 minute, double move, eyes in the backfield, just bail, keep everything in front, especially on the first play. It's shot or run. Like, it's just things that a young group has to understand and understand what teams are trying to achieve in a 2 minute situation on the first play, and especially them and the way they operate. It's why a lot of teams defer. You know, you score before the half, you score coming out of the locker room, and all of a sudden a 10-3 game turns into 24-3 in a heartbeat, and you're just, it's like, what the hell happened? So we got to be better, but a lot of it is understanding in situations and clearly getting better in those situations. So
the Bills are able to run for, I believe, over 120. What were some issues in the run game today?
You know, we'll look at it. We didn't do much of anything very good defensively, but you know, they hit us on a couple of reverses, broke some tackles. They did a couple of good things. They got us on the edge on the first drive of the game. I'm not sure how many yards that broke out for, but obviously we got to be better. But so,
you guys threw on 22 out of 30 plays in the first half. I'm wondering, against the top-ranked defense with such an inexperienced quarterback, why it would be that lopsided?
You know, that's... That'd be a good question for me to ask the guys tomorrow. But I know we've been executing at a high level with regards to the short pass game and the things that we've been asking Mike to do and the offense in general. And you know, when you play a team like Buffalo, who is a little bit of a zone coverage scheme, you're hoping for some underneath stuff, and there are yards to be had. But again, they're number one in the league for a reason. They're tough. Whether you're it's run, pass. I mean, they're pretty freaking good at all of it. So,
thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.